Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes when putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us and had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. 18 left it all behind, chasing a girl, chasing a dime. Went so far trying to get mine. I can't see that old porch light that led me home at night. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes when putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us and had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. When we didn't have much. I can still hear Grandma reading at a red letter book of John. I can still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on. And there was dirt on Daddy's clothes from putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us and had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. Had it all when we didn't have much. Little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much.
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Fernandina Beach. Live, local, country.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The finals of the GHSA playoffs are taking place this weekend. So far, here are your state champions. Single A Private, Trinity Christian 55-28 over Prince Avenue. Single A Brooks over Irwin 56-28. Double A Fitzgerald 21-7 winners over Thomasville. Benedictine in 4A over Carver Columbus 35-28. In 6A, Buford comes back to beat Hughes 21-20. The 3A, 5A, and 7A games will be played today. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And bittersweet, the high school football season comes to an end this weekend. State champions do get announced and earned Thursday, yesterday, and as well as today.
Congratulations to my friend Maurice Freeman. Man, he got Brooks County in position to get it done, and boy, did they get it done on Thursday night.
We'll throw some scores at you so that you can kind of know what's going on. The aforementioned Brooks County Trojans, they beat Irwin County 56-28 in the single A state title game. Irwin, of course, was back-to-back defending champions, and Brooks takes them down, and Maurice Freeman wins his first ever state championship.
Second. He won one in 94.
Thank you.
Came back, and he's won his second now with Brooks County.
Single A private Trinity Christian, 55-28 winners over Prince Avenue. Here's why this is impressive. Trinity Christian 3 years ago was playing in the GISA. Trinity Christian 3 years ago, while playing in the GISA, was a, I'm not going to call them a power. I'm not going to say they were in the middle of the pack, but they were kind of somewhere in between there. There were teams that were better than Trinity Christian in GISA. Since Trinity Christian made the jump from GISA to GHSA private, Trinity Christian has been a force and now has a state championship on their resume.
And, you know, every week I'm always going to fight for the little guy. This is
how we're going to start the show?
My bracket reflects that I picked Trinity Christian to win the 1A private. You picked Calvary Day School in Savannah to win single A. I picked Trinity Christian, so I just wanted to point that out. I knew that they were making the leap from GISA to public school or private Georgia High School Association. 3 years, I had confidence in them. I've watched them grow. I've watched them take those steps every year, and here they are, state champions, just like I predicted.
So you've been paying attention to Trinity Christian football for 3 years.
I pay attention to the little guys. That's what I do. I mean, I'm sorry you don't. I mean, I have a pattern on this show. There's a record there that's clearly
Kemp Branch is
available to anybody.
Kemp Branch is telling you that for the last 3 years, he's paid attention to Trinity Christian football. I can tell you right now, that might be a stretch.
I mean, I picked him to win a state championship.
And maybe that pick will help you come back to win.
You picked Calvary Day School.
No, I'm just saying that pick of Trinity Christian will help you come back to win our little bracket pool that we have between you and another person, because as going into this weekend, the person that was in first place in that bracket wasn't Kit Branch. That person's name was Jason Bishop.
But like we said, and you never provided any evidence to support it, that person in my brackets were publicly available. Neither one of us have seen your brackets.
Well, I'll be happy to email those over. Check your spam folder. You'll probably find that the same place you'll find the formula.
Yeah, we haven't seen your prediction, so I don't know.
I'll be happy to supply them. No problem. Double A, Fitzgerald beats Thomasville 21-14 in 4A. The only team from South Georgia that wins a state championship is the Benedictine Cadets. They beat Carver Columbus 35-28. And in 6A, a great football game. Buford comes from behind to beat Hughes 21-20. Buford claims its third straight state championship and gives them the opportunity to do something really special next year. Here's what that is. Remember now, 2 years ago, Buford was in 5A. They won the state championship. Then they got bumped up to 6A. They won the state championship. Then this year, still in 6A, they won another straight championship. That's three in a row. Next year, Buford will be bumped up to 7A and give them the opportunity to win a fourth straight championship across three different classifications. Never been done.
Okay. We'll see next year. They'll be up probably, you know, in as good a competition as they have. I mean, they get a lot of move-in, so we'll see how they do.
7A Collins Hill will play Milton today. That's actually tonight. Warner Robins and Calhoun in 5A, and then AAA Carver, Atlanta, and Cedar Grove. They're both in the same region for the 3A state title.
Going to be some good games today. Warner Robins looks like they're going to win another state championship. And we'll see there. They're really, really good. They blew up my 5A bracket, I'll tell you that.
Well, keep in mind, Calhoun is there, and you mentioned this earlier before the show. Calhoun is a very hot football team. Calhoun is the team that beat Ware County to knock them out. Of course, everybody that knew anything about high school football had Ware County and Warner Robins playing in the state finals, and Calhoun upended that by knocking off those Ware County Gators.
I mean, Waycross was a good football team.
You're doing it again.
I mean, Ware County was a good football team all year long, and they got knocked off by Calhoun in the second round in Waycross.
Yeah, that game was in the swamp. Sure was. Yeah. Well, so moving forward, our listeners, our listening audience, I have to go ahead and tell you this. And I know there's going to be some heartbreak, and I understand. Last week was the last until next football season. I might do some preseason here and there. But as far as the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, last week was it. So there will be no Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week. But I will tell you, Benedictine finished number one.
Yeah, they won a state championship.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Go ahead and give Bama the trophy because Kirby Smart can't beat Saban. Jim Harbaugh is about to find out just how good the SEC is. Miami has hired Mario Cristobal. Have they even fired Manny Diaz yet? Cincinnati is going to shock the world and win the college football playoff. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter that has ever lived. Hashtag better than Bird. LSU's quarterback Max Johnson is entering the transfer portal. Apparently, his accent wasn't thick enough for Brian Kelly. Not Miami, not Clemson, not FSU, but your ACC champion, Pitt. Write this down. Michigan is going to win the college football playoff. Luke Fickell wins Coach of the Year. Isn't that the most obvious thing ever? You know who did not win Coach of the Year? Dan Mullen. No one is going to beat Georgia in the college football playoff. The Patriots threw three passes and won. Further proof, Mac Jones is Trent Dilfer. LeBron should just coach Team USA. He is about the same age as Steve Kerr. Lost in Space Season 3 on Netflix, binge time. And these are my thoughts.
What? What do you want me to say?
I mean,
you picked every team to win the college football playoff, correct?
No, I did not.
You didn't pick Alabama.
Actually, well, that was the first one.
Well, then you picked, yeah, you picked all four teams to win it, like you always do. So, yeah, you'll be right once again.
I just feel a lot of bitterness here from you this morning.
People, man, we've got educated listeners out there. They're catching on to us, man. Well, they're catching on to you. And I want, you know.
Why so hostile, man?
I mean, you pick four teams to win a playoff that only one team can win. Who is it going to be? Who are you picking?
Who am I picking?
Yes.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100, the Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
College football playoff. We have finally gotten there. We have our four teams, and Georgia, Alabama, Cincinnati, and Michigan. I heard someone, actually a professional that makes a living in this industry on a national level, say that they were picking Michigan because Alabama exposed that Georgia wasn't a physical football team on defense and Michigan was a physical offensive football team, and that Michigan would out-physical Georgia, run the ball down their throat, and beat them. I literally heard somebody say that.
Okay. I mean, you're talking about the same Michigan team that Michigan State ran the ball down their throat?
That's right. Okay. That same Michigan team.
Okay. They beat Ohio State and they beat Iowa, man. They've had a good run here.
Well, the thing
they're hot.
The thing with the Alabama thing, though, is Alabama exposed Georgia as not being a physical defense. Alabama was throwing the ball on third and two.
Alabama threw the ball on just about every significant down last Saturday.
Yeah, because they couldn't run the ball.
So, we'll see. On in the Orange Bowl, we'll see if Michigan can line up and knock Georgia off the ball. We will find out soon enough.
I'm going to take Georgia in that game.
But you just picked Michigan to win the national championship.
I think Michigan's got a good chance to win it.
Okay. So you're picking Georgia or Michigan?
I think that Georgia is a better football team, but I think Michigan's got a really good chance to win the game.
Well, I'm picking Georgia. I'm not doing all this little back and forth and, you know, non-committal stuff that you do.
Let me tell you something about Cincinnati. Here's a commitment that you'll like.
All right.
Cincinnati last year was undefeated.
Peach Bowl runner-ups.
They got into the Peach Bowl.
Lost.
Lost to Georgia. Georgia escaped.
So they weren't undefeated.
They escaped that game by Georgia kicking a last-second field goal to beat them in the Peach Bowl. But going into the Peach Bowl, Kip, they were undefeated.
But they finished, what, with one loss?
Going into the Peach Bowl.
Against the third.
Okay, Cincinnati should have been in the college football playoff last year, is my point. They should not have been in the Peach Bowl.
Didn't even make a championship game in their own conference.
Can I make my point?
Well, your point's not very smart, but go ahead.
My point is Cincinnati last year played in the Peach Bowl. They should have been in the college football playoff. Last year it took everything that Georgia had to be able to beat Cincinnati in that Peach Bowl. A last second field goal, Georgia escapes. And now here's Cincinnati with their shot in the college football playoff. And I'm here to tell you, if Cincinnati beats Alabama, who won last year's national championship, and then Cincinnati turns around and beats Georgia in the national championship game and avenges their loss to Georgia last year in the Peach Bowl, Alabama should just go ahead and give their national championship back and just hand it over to Cincinnati from last year and give Cincinnati this year's national championship, because if that scenario goes down, Cincinnati will have earned two national championships.
You do realize that Georgia lost in 2020 to Alabama and Florida. You do realize that, right?
What's your point?
The point is that they beat Cincinnati, but lost by 17 points to Alabama and 16 points to Florida in 2020. You do realize that.
That's got nothing to do with my argument.
It does.
It's got nothing to do with my argument.
They beat a team. Georgia beat a team in Cincinnati that was undefeated, kind of like a paper champion, like Central Florida was in 2017. At Florida, a Dan Mullen coached Florida team beat, and Alabama beat by two scores, three scores.
My point is that if Cincinnati beats Alabama in the first round, Alabama won the national championship last year. So Cincinnati would have beaten the defending national champions. And then if they beat Georgia in the national championship game this year, they would have avenged the loss to Georgia last year in the Peach Bowl. And so you should go ahead and give them not just the national championship for this year, but the national championship for last year, too, where they got robbed of the opportunity to go play for it.
What they're going to get is a Cotton Bowl swag bag, and that's going to be their reward for being in the college football playoff. They're not beating Alabama, but they'll have a nice swag bag to they can fall back on in years. Maybe there'll be a nice watch or something, an Apple Watch or something in the swag bag. Maybe some nice shirts. You never know, some jewelry or something in the swag bag that they'll always have as a keepsake from going to the college football playoff. Because Oklahoma State was 2 inches away from keeping Cincinnati at the house.
I agree.
And Cincinnati would have been at the house again, and then they'd go to a Peach Bowl or a New Year's Six Bowl and get beat by an Ole Miss or somebody like that.
Are you trying to insinuate that you don't believe that Cincinnati is going to beat Alabama?
No, I'm just bank on this, okay?
Uh-huh.
Alabama is going to beat Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl.
So you're going on record?
Yes.
Okay.
Me and 300 million Americans are going on a record that follow football are going on record to say Alabama is going to beat Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl. And, I'm pulling for Cincinnati. I'd like to see them win, but they're not.
So you're going on record by picking Alabama and Georgia.
Yes. Rematch.
Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Sometimes you act like you get so frustrated with me.
Why am I frustrated with you?
I'm just saying, sometimes you act like you get frustrated with me, especially during the breaks.
I'm just sitting here, man. I'm trying to focus on the next segment because I prepare, and you're sitting here with all this gibberish about AA Double Flag Football Association of America Conference with national championships. Man, you just, it's a bunch of drivel coming out of your mouth.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. In case you miss it, we do this show on Facebook Live as well. And so during Facebook Live, if you watch us there, you can see us between the breaks. And we have some banter back and forth, and also with the folks that are following us on Facebook Live. And I made the comment that the AAC, if Cincinnati wins this national championship this year, the AAC should have three national championships since 2017.
Well, actually, they did get a cardboard championship trophy from Walmart, didn't they? Central Florida in 17. Weren't they presented with like a cardboard trophy?
And Central Florida should have won it in 17, Cincinnati last year, and now Cincinnati finally gets the opportunity to get one for the AAC. And if they do, it should be the third one they've had since 2017. You want to talk about a dominant conference.
But a big powerhouse football program like Central Florida. I mean, I was looking at their bowl schedule, and, you know, they're playing in the Gasparilla Bowl before Christmas against a 6-6 Florida team.
And if they beat Florida,
they're playing a 6-6 Florida team. If you go to a bowl game and you're playing a 6-6 team, odds are pretty good that you're in a crappy bowl game. Would you agree?
I'm being yelled at to let you do your segment.
Oh, okay. I mean, 6-6? You're playing, hey, we're going to the Gasparilla Bowl. Producer, I thought that was root beer.
Producers are yelling, get him on track. Reel him in, Jason.
All right, it's the weekly butthurt list. Number 5 on the butthurt list this week, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. You were 2 inches away from throwing the college football playoff into chaos. You would have been a conference champion. You would have got in the playoff, and Cincinnati at 12-0 would have been sitting at the house. Yet, you just came up a little bit short, Oklahoma State. But all of us that follow college football, we understand that's what you do.
Yep. Nobody really believed that you were going to do it anyway.
That's what you do, Oklahoma State. You get everybody's hopes built up, and then you just, Oklahoma State, that is what you do.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, Oregon, those guys.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of Oklahoma State, in the state of Oklahoma, number 4 on the butthurt list, the Oklahoma Sooners. Mm. Gee, guys, you didn't see that coming? Lincoln Riley left you at the altar. It's like y'all were saying vows. Y'all were working on a lifetime contract. Y'all were saying your I do's.
You'd already said them.
And Lincoln Riley just up and ditches you for Southern California. I understand Southern California is a more, it's kind of like a prom date. You know, you want to go with that beauty queen to the prom, and you end up settling for maybe a 6 because you didn't have the guts to ask the beauty queen to go to the prom. Well, USC's the prom queen. Lincoln Riley finally got the nerve to say yes to and ask the prom queen, and she said, yes, I've been waiting for you to call me for 6 months, and left at 6 at the altar, which is Oklahoma.
I see this a little bit differently, too. I see this as Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma already being married. They've got kids. Kids are a disappointment. And then Lincoln Riley meets that 20-year-old girl.
Had an affair.
Bam.
Boom.
And
gone.
Breaks
see
up
ya.
His whole marriage to go be with the 20-year-old woman.
Speaking of being ditched, number 3 on the butthurt list, the Oregon Ducks. Speaking of being ditched, their coach They haven't even fired a coach at Miami yet, and word leaks that you got a contract in place with the Miami Hurricanes. And then the word leaks that Manny Diaz is no longer the coach of the Miami Hurricanes. And Cristobal from Oregon is the new Miami coach.
So they were basically having two press conferences in two different rooms side by side. One press conference introducing Cristobal and the other with the athletic director dismissing Diaz in the other room at the same time.
Yes. In Oregon, you sit here holding your hands up in the air and talk about, what did we do? I mean, we got 78 different uniform sets that we can use. We got all this Nike money that's coming into the program, and you're leaving us at the altar. Well, don't get blown out 2 weeks in the football season by Utah. Don't lose to them and get blown out.
And every day you're hearing that they've hired somebody else, and every day they're having to come out and say, we hadn't hired that guy.
I mean, the latest word was they hired defensive coordinator Dan Lanning from Georgia last night, and that's been refuted today.
Yeah. By the way, Manny Diaz, somebody needs to have a conversation with him that he doesn't have to wear his pants so tight to football games.
Manny, what you need to do, Manny, is go back to being a defensive coordinator, which you were pretty good at.
Decent.
So, you know, there'll be opportunities in non-defense playing conferences like the Tulsas of the world and that whatever conference that is. There'll be opportunities, Manny. Keep your head up. Number two on the butthurt list this week, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Michigan this, Michigan that. Oh, Michigan's in the college football playoff. Man, I've heard a lot about Michigan the last couple of weeks. Mm. And you know what? That's killing people in Columbus, Ohio. They can't stand it. Their worst fears have come true. Michigan is relevant again, and we're going to the Rose Bowl to play a three-loss Utah team while Michigan's going to the Orange Bowl in the college football playoff. Mm. Ooh, Buckeyes, they've had their way with Michigan, but now they're looking up at the Wolverines, and Michigan's relevant again, and Ohio State, they're not. Number one on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Georgia Bulldogs.
I'm surprised you did this.
I'm doing it because of Georgia's fans.
It's well deserved.
It is well deserved. They ate all that rat poison last week. Ate it. Oh, this is the greatest defense college football's ever seen. Okay, let's be careful, guys. We're playing Alabama and Nick Saban with a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and two first rounders at receiver. Blah, 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 blah. Anybody that's followed Georgia football saw this coming last week. And then it came, and then the Georgia fans go to the internet and try to criticize everything and everybody. You do realize...
So is it the Georgia fans or Georgia that you've got number one?
Georgia fans.
Oh, of course. Okay, you wouldn't actually criticize the program. It's
well,
fans.
They lost to Alabama. I mean, okay. Everybody loses to Alabama.
It's the fans, not the actual
Georgia
team.
Bulldogs. You know, you can spin it any way you want. Okay. Then the nation goes to the internet and they just criticize this, criticize that. Quarterback controversy. I mean, you in here spinning Carson Beck to start the playoff. I mean,
I hadn't said that yet, but I'm going to.
You got people like you that's just pot stirrers and try to get people all stirred up. Georgia's going to be just fine, folks.
Quarterback controversy. I've said it all year.
People do lose football games. That happens. Your team's not winning every single game that they play year in and year out. Get over it, people. Kirby Smart doesn't come to your job and criticize you because you failed to file a TPS report on time.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Just want to remind people, we do have a Twitter question of the week. And that question is, can Kirby Smart beat Nick Saban? And your selections are, The Wrath of Kirby is Coming, or Can't Beat the Master. You can find that at Twitter at Bishop_show. Go vote. That's our Twitter question of the week.
Kirby's had a good run at Georgia. It's going to accumulate with a national championship.
Georgia could have three national championships if it had not been for Alabama.
Yes, in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
I was talking about just recently. I mean, this year. And then the...
This year's not over yet.
And then, Alabama's beaten them handily. There's no reason after watching... This is what I do on this show for you, the listener. I'm always honest with you. And I call things as I see them. That old saying, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah. There's nothing that I saw in that football game, in the SEC championship game, that says to me that maybe if Georgia played Alabama again, the result would be different. Maybe the game's closer.
But you were on this show last week saying that it was going to be a no contest and Georgia would be in cruise control in the second quarter. That's what you stated last week.
And then they weren't.
Yeah, but you said you're always going to speak the truth. I mean, obviously, you had no idea what you were talking about last week. So you expect people to come on this show this week and listen and give you the benefit of the doubt when you're consistently wrong.
I'm always honest I'm always honest. And what I'm telling you is, there's nothing in that SEC championship game that I saw that gives me any inclination that if Georgia gets a rematch from Alabama, that the result's going to be any different. Maybe the game's closer.
But they're not going to play Alabama. You just said that Cincinnati was going to beat Alabama. That's what you just said. So what is it?
I think there's a really good chance that Cincinnati wins the whole thing.
Okay. So why are you having a debate on whether Georgia can beat Alabama?
I'm not debating. You're the one that's debating.
Because you just said Cincinnati was going to win it.
I'm just telling you, There's nothing I saw in the SEC championship game that would give me the inclination or the hope as a Georgia fan, because I am a Georgia fan. I bleed red and black.
You do?
There's nothing I saw in that game that would say to me, well, if this was different or that was different, Georgia can win. I didn't see it. I saw Alabama was a much better football team. And maybe if Georgia plays Alabama again, the game's closer. But I still think Alabama wins.
Georgia's got to get a pass rush. If they do play Alabama and hope to beat Alabama, they've got to get a pass rush.
Well, in the second half, they tried that. They tried blitzes, and they still couldn't get to Bryce Young.
Had a hard time.
Couldn't get to him. So why should I be, okay, so you rushed the passer in the next game. Well, you tried to do that in the second half, and you still couldn't get there. So, again, nothing I see leads me to believe anything would be any different.
As bad as Georgia played on defense last week, they were still in the game in the fourth quarter.
What game were you watching?
I mean, they were down there throwing picks in the red zone twice. So they had opportunities to get in the game and make it competitive. They didn't.
To make it look better, the game was over. Game was over. And look, nobody can run the ball in Georgia's defense. Not even Alabama. Michigan's not going to do it. Georgia's probably going to beat Michigan, but I do like Michigan's chances. So
yeah. Who's going to win the game? Georgia's going to beat Michigan, but I like Michigan's chances. There you go again.
I just want to say that if Georgia gets another shot at Alabama,
they're going to win.
Georgia played the worst game. They picked a terrible time to do it, but they played the worst game they had played all year, and Alabama played their best game. They played a perfect game. Alabama did.
They did.
Played a perfect game. Look, they had guys fumbling the football, the ball bouncing away 3 feet away, and somehow the guy stretching from the ground and grabbing the football when there are three Georgia defenders around to recover the fumble. That's the kind of game it was.
With his head down, not even looking up, just reached his arm out and recovered the ball.
Right. That's my point. That's the kind of game that it was for Alabama. They could do no wrong. They play perfectly. Georgia played terribly. And you got, what was the final?
41-24.
You got a final of 41-24 with that scenario. Now, if Georgia plays better, Alabama plays more consistently the way that Alabama plays, is the score different and closer? Yeah. I think it's a close game. But is there anything I saw in that football game that tells me that I think that Georgia can beat Alabama? No.
That's why you play the games. That's why Cincinnati's going to get a shot to prove all the naysayers like Jason Bishop wrong.
No, I'm telling you that I think Cincinnati's going to win the whole thing.
Okay. So you've just wasted 5 minutes of this segment talking about a Georgia-Alabama rematch when Cincinnati is going to win the whole thing.
Cincinnati is going to win the third national championship since 2017 for the AAC.
The who? Who is that?
You know who that is.
Who is the AAC? I've never heard of that.
Well, they've got three national champions.
In what? Equestrian?
They've got three national
tennis
championships. They never gave them the opportunity to win championships.
Oh, that's right. They've got them bowling national champions.
Central Florida and two for Cincinnati.
Central Florida? What have they won?
2017.
They just won an expense paid swag bag trip to the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa.
Which they're going to beat the
Gators.
That's
an exciting 45-minute bus ride from Orlando to Tampa.
Florida's favored in that game. I think Cincinnati's around a touchdown dog in that game. If you want to make some money, take Central Florida, not Cincinnati.
You rattled, man.
Take Central Florida in the points. Because, number one, Central Florida's going to beat the Gators in that game. And, two, there's no way that Florida's covering the spread.
Well, first of all, Central Florida's got Gus Malzahn as their head coach.
What a great job.
Yeah. I mean, they look Auburn-esque this year in Orlando. I mean, yeah, fantastic job. What, they got three or four losses?
Four.
That's Auburn-esque for Gus right there.
They're 8-4, I believe.
Okay, well, that's just like at Auburn.
But look, 8-4 in a tough AAC.
They lost to Navy, who's 3-8.
A lot of pride in that, you know, Navy.
They lost to Navy.
A lot of pride in Navy.
They lost the Navy.
It's an academy school.
Yeah, I mean, I was glad to see it. Central Florida, I mean, they should have all the incentives to go beat Florida. If they don't, you better not come to the show. And it'll be, wait a minute, we won't have a Christmas show this year because of the
Yeah, we're
going to
take off for Christmas.
Yeah, so they're going to play a pre-Christmas bowl game. What does that say about your football program when you're in a bowl game and it kicks off before Christmas?
Yeah, they play on December the 23rd.
What does that say about your football program? Hey, man, we're really not as good as we think we are.
Well, I think for Central Florida, it says that none of the bigger bowls had the guts to put them against some of the better teams because they didn't want Central Florida to beat one of those bigger teams. And I think for Florida, it says exactly what you just said. Yeah, their program is in dire need of some resuscitation.
8-4 Central Florida team is underdogs against a Florida team that's got everybody entering the transfer portal.
Everybody.
They just fired their head coach. They're 6-6, and you're an underdog to the Florida Gators.
They'll win, though.
Wow.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Speaking of Top Gun, good job, producers. Are they ever going to release that movie?
It's coming out in 2022.
I mean, I just keep not hearing about it.
It's coming out.
Okay.
Box office bonanza.
Box office flop.
You're sitting here talking about, what were you talking about?
The Matrix Resurrections, couple weeks.
Is that a Harrison Ford movie?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Who's in that?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I like him. He was great in Point Break.
Yes.
In other movies,
Yes, he was good.
He's great.
Yeah.
John Wick's the bomb.
Constantine, John Wick, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of good movies.
I actually am. I'm proud of you that you know Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud of you.
He's a great actor.
I'm proud of you.
Hardball was a great movie, too.
I don't know what that is. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on our adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. You like that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
This is what I know. If Cincinnati beats Alabama in the first round, beats the defending national champions from last year, then beats Georgia in the national championship game, avenging their Peach Bowl loss last year, which was the only blemish they had, you should just go ahead and give them two national championships, one for the one that you stole from them last year, and the one they earned this year.
I mean, they got rewarded last year. They went to the Peach Bowl and played a Georgia team that was a little down and lost. An unmotivated Georgia team that had eight or nine starters out that opted out, didn't want to play in the bowl game, and they still lost to that Georgia team.
Cry me a river.
Well, I'm just saying.
Was Georgia in the game? Georgia was given the opportunity to go play Cincinnati in that game, correct?
And they won.
They survived.
They won. You call survive whatever. In football, you either win or you lose in college. In pros, you can have a tie if you don't score during the overtime period. But in college, it's either you win or you lose. So survive, say, call it whatever you want. The spin doctors should work for a political campaign. But a loss is a loss.
Navy and Army, who you got?
Army.
In the Bahamas Bowl, Toledo and Middle Tennessee.
I'll take Middle Tennessee.
You and I are in agreement on both of those picks. In the Cure Bowl, Coastal Carolina versus Northern Illinois.
I'll take Coastal Carolina.
We agree on all of those bowls. All of those games, we are in agreement.
I mean, these are, golly, it's not even double-digit days in December yet. What's it, December the 11th
December,
today?
Yeah, December 11th.
And you already got bowl games taking place?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and we've got some really good bowl games. You know, in the Alamo Bowl, there's Oklahoma and Oregon. I like that one. In the Duke's May, I think this was marketing genius.
Hey, you say that again, the Alamo Bowl?
Alamo Bowl, Oklahoma and Oregon.
That should be the Jilted Bowl.
The Jilted Bowl. And the Duke's Mayo Classic, right? Like, that's in Charlotte. And then they went out and got North Carolina and South Carolina, 2 6-6 teams.
That you picked North Carolina in your preseason top 10, and they're playing in the Duke's Mayo Bowl now. But that's an example, man, of the garbage that you feed our listeners every single week. I mean, it comes back to bite you. I mean, you don't want to acknowledge that you say all these things that you say. You were on here in August talking about Mack Brown and resurrecting the North Carolina program, and now you're trying to spin the Duke's Mayo Bowl with 2 6-6 bottom feeders.
What I'm trying to say is that for the Duke's Mayo Bowl that's in Charlotte, you could not have asked for a better scenario than to have gotten North Carolina and South Carolina to play in that game in Charlotte with those two fan bases right there.
That won't show up, and you'll have 38,000 in attendance in a 60,000-seat stadium. Nice. Good job, Duke's Mayo Bowl, to get two absolute floating you-know-whats.
Iowa and Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl.
I like Kentucky in that game.
Central Michigan, Boise State in the Arizona Bowl.
I won't even... My TV, if it tries to go to that channel, will automatically shut off.
The Gator Bowl has my attention. Wake Forest, ACC runner-up, and Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. This is what we call return on your investment. You got a coach you're paying $9 million a year to, and the best you can do is back-to-back Gator Bowl appearances in Jacksonville.
That is a pretty good point.
Who are you playing again? Who are they playing?
Wake Forest.
Texas A&M. Oh, we beat Alabama. But you lost to LSU. You lost to Arkansas. You lost to who else? Who else beat you? Ole Miss beat you, didn't they? Who else beat you? Texas A&M.
Did LSU get them?
LSU beat them. Yeah, they lost four games. Mississippi State beat them, too. They went 0-4 against the SIP.
Michigan State and Pitt in the Peach Bowl.
That's another one that my remote will automatically just stay away from.
Michigan State, the number 3 team in the Big Ten. Pitt, the ACC winner. Notre Dame and Oklahoma State, the almost Guardians.
We were 2 inches short from keeping Cincinnati out of the playoffs. That'll be the battle cry.
They'll play in the Fiesta in the Rose Bowl. Now, this game does have my attention. Ohio State and Utah. I think Utah is going to get them.
That has the potential to be a pretty good game.
And then in the Sugar Bowl, maybe the worst Sugar Bowl in the history of Sugar Bowls, Ole Miss and Baylor.
Ole Miss, I'm going to watch that game.
Okay.
I think that would be a pretty good game. Defense, Baylor, which plays pretty decent defense, and Ole Miss that plays no defense and tries to, you know, go for it on 4th and 3 from their own 7-yard line.
Yeah.
So that ought to be, there's going to be a lot of excitement there.
Yes, The Matrix Resurrections, December the 22nd. Also comes out on HBO Max, which I have. So I can't make up my mind whether I'm going to go to a theater to watch this, because I'm a big, my favorite movie of all time, the best movie ever made, is the original Matrix. There's no better movie in the history of movies.
Better than The Notebook?
Than The Matrix. The Notebook's not even in the conversation. They're not even on the page.
Better than Dear John?
I don't even know what Dear John is. I know there was a Dear John show when
better
I was a
than
kid.
Better than Safe Haven?
I don't know what Safe Haven is.
I mean, see, that's why you don't have a girlfriend right now. Okay? If you watch those types of
believe
movies.
Believe me, that's not the reason.
And, I mean, come on, man. Here's a, you know, getting back on track a little bit. Reports are surfacing now that LSU in November offered Jimbo Fisher $13 million a year to come be their football coach, and he turned them down.
To stay at Texas A&M?
Yes, for $9 million a year.
Do you know why?
I don't know.
Is that a report or is that fact?
I saw a couple of stories on that.